swear it certainly beats me. I always figured New York was a pretty good-sized place. Shakes, it wasn't nothing but one house and a couple of old barns. Nobody living in them at that.
It's a dead darn fake. That's all it is, Ed.
At least you're right this time. But danged if I can figure the whole darn business out. There's something wrong someplace, just as sure as shooting.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, in the first place, me and you were sitting here listening to the radio, and all of a sudden the fellow announces that you're going to be on his program next week. Now, how can he put you on his program?
Because I'm good, I guess.
I don't mean it that way. I mean he can't just come out and put you on a program without making some sort of dicker with you first. And besides, we don't even know where the program comes from.
But you said it came from New York.
I said it might have come from New York. I guess it didn't. I didn't see nothing that looked like a radio station down there.
Oh, shucks. Radio's crazy anyhow. People soon forget it. Just a fad and a notion.
Well, I wish we wasn't going into broadcasting business ourselves. There's nothing but trouble ever since we started. Just yesterday, Robertson and Hector had a fight
Had a fight?
Yes. You see, Robertson was in the back room there putting that broadcasting machine together, and Hector came in with an ID. He said as soon as we get the broadcasting station fixed up, we go on the air with a big broadcast, you see.
Yeah.
And I told Hector he could sort of run it. And Robertson wouldn't stand for that. He said he was going to run it himself.
Oh, shucks, it's our station, ain't it? If we're going to let Hector put on a big broadcast, I reckon we can do it.
Yes, I know, but Robertson said he was manager and he wasn't going to have Hector messing in it. When he starts to get smart with Hector, sort of eggs him on. Eggs on Hector, so...
How did Hector get eggs on him?
Oh, Hector didn't get eggs on him.
You just said he did.
I didn't, Ed. Yes. I did not. I said Robertson sort of teased Hector. Got smart with him. In fact, you could see he was just laying for an argument, and...
And what'd you say he was doing?
That thing is listening when I'm talking with you. I said he was laying. Laying!
Oh, shut. What kind of a cock and bull story is that?
What? Cock and bull story? How do you mean it's a cock and bull story?
Robertson laying eggs.
Oh, he wasn't laying eggs. He was laying for a fight. Laying for a fight. And the first thing I know, he'd up and hit Hector.
With an egg?
No, not with an egg. Shakes alive, can't you forget about eggs? Robertson hit Hector with his fist. When he started for a wrench, he grabbed it and...
Well, that's just about where he belongs, out on a wrench.
I said wrench. Wrench! Well, he heaves it at Hector, and Hector ducks. Then he raises up and...
What did you say he did?
Ducks. Ducks! Then he raises it...
Yeah, you don't have to holler at me, shut. I know what you said.
Yeah, it's a wonder. You don't hear what a fellow says half the time. Well, anyhow, Robertson...
He said he started a ranch and was raising ducks.
Oh, he ain't raising ducks.
Then, where did he get the egg?
Now, wait a minute, Ed. Wait a minute. Let's stop here for a minute. You're just getting all mixed up again. Robertson had a wrench, a tool that he was putting the radio machine together with. And he threw it at Hector, and he missed him, and hit that showcase there. That's how I got busted.
You mean Robertson done that?
Yes, surely, Bob.
Well, dang him. You know what I'm going to do, Zeb?
What?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire that feller. I'm going to fire him, and for that darn pick, it'll make his hair.
Yes, well, now, just a second. Just hold your horses. We can't fire him.
Well, I'd like to know why we can't.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because he's the only fellow in Corn Center that knows how to put that radio machine together. But listen, just as soon as he does get it put together, we're going to let him go. And they're going to let Hector put on that big broadcast.
Well, how soon's Robertson going to be through fixing up that job?
About a week, he said. And then he's out. And say, you know what we ought to do? We ought to put a little ad in the Gazette telling people to listen to our big broadcast.
Oh, shucks. What are you spending good money for that?
Oh, it ain't going to cost much money. We'll just take a little ad, like, well, here, I'll show you one. Hand me that Gazette there. Thanks, thank you. One like,
What?
Now listen to what it says here. Here's what. Walter Guest, millionaire dairy products manufacturer, had disappeared. A few days ago, Mr. Guest received a telephone warning from gangsters demanding $50,000. He later left for New York, and since then, there's no trace... hello, Robertson.
Well, I've been lining up some talent for the big broadcast.
How do you mean, Robertson?
Well, I've been hiring some artists. I'm going to put on my damn coat.
What, say?
I said I'm going to put on the damn coat.
But,
well, you needn't come in here swearing about it.
Oh, I'm not swearing about it.
Well, you are, too.
I say I'm not. I only
know never mind what you said. You did what you said, didn't you?
Yeah, darn
you. Yes, and you can't use that kind of language around here.
Yes, but
well, never mind. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Robertson.
Yeah.
I said Madame Coote. C-O-T-E.
What was that again?
Oh, for heaven's sake. C-O-T-E.
Oh, yes, that spells Cootie. You see, he's got cooties in his coat, and that tried to get them riled up.
Oh, I haven't.
Well, that's no reason. He can come in here and cuss like a dad daring trooper.
I'm not cursing. Madame Coote is a singer. A singer. And I've hired her to appear on our big program.
Hmm. Hired her?
Yes.
Well, how much do you promise to pay her?
$500.
What? $500? Well, why?
My Tom Turner, you're crazy.
Well, pay a woman $500. That was just to sing a song. Why, you...
$500 is very reasonable for an artist like Madame Coote. She's a noted coloratura soprano.
What kind of soprano?
Coloratura.
Yes, well, wait a minute here. What color? What color is she?
She's white.
Pay $500 for a colored soprano when she turns out to be white. Say, you've been flickered, Robertson.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, not in that, we could get a tattooed woman.
Yeah, sure, a fine manager you are. Well, what's she going to do in the program?
Yeah.
For $500, she'll do two numbers. First, I think I'll have her do Springs Here.
How's that?
I said I'll have her do Springs Here.
What is she, an acrobat?
Oh, for goodness sake. I told you she was a singer, and a very fine singer. It took 10 years and $100,000 to bring her voice out.
Well, how much will it cost to shove it back?
Oh, you don't understand. I mean, she spent that much money having her voice cultivated. She's a trained singer.
Trained singer?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, what kind of tricks does she do?
Oh, you're hopeless. She doesn't do tricks.
What's that? Spend $100,000 to train her, she still can't do no tricks.
The money was spent to teach her to sing.
If it cost that much, she couldn't have been much good to start with.
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
Well, you may be interested to know that when she made her debut in Paris, all Europe was mad about her.
Well, I don't blame him. If she charged him as much as charging us, $500 just for singing the song. My dad burned his robbery, just paying
I told you that for $500, she'll sing two numbers. Springs Here and Carol Know Me.
What, say?
Carol Know Me.
How do I know whether she knows you?
No. That's the name of the song. Carol Know Me. It's Italian. Know Me means name, and Carol means...
Corn syrup. It's the name of a corn syrup.
Oh, it isn't.
Yes, never mind, Robertson. I suppose if you hired her, we've got to put her on the program. But don't go hiring any more singers at $500.
No, I don't intend to. She'll be the feature singer. But I have engaged a cello soloist.
What?
A cello. Cello. You know what a cello is, don't you?
Yes, certainly I do.
Well, we're having it on our program.
What flavor?
A cello is a musical instrument. It's like a violin, only it's...
Do you play a violin yourself?
No, I don't.
You don't play one at all, huh?
No, I've never studied the violin.
Sure.
Although I've been told I should take up some instrument. They say I have a marvelous talent for music. Well, I must be getting back to work. I'll have all the equipment assembled in a day or two now.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jeb, confound it, I wish that fella did play a violin.
Why, so he could play in our big broadcast program?
No, so he'd have something to give his chin a rest.